You're listening to Love in the Morning, coming to you live from our studios in the heart of York on 94.8 Your Vic Radio. It's our Your Vic Radio Business of the Week now. We do this each and every week. We highlight a brilliant local independent business, and today is no different. It's the House of York, a family-run business who offer luxury self-catering accommodation in the heart of York. And I'm delighted one of the co-owners, Alistair, from House of York, is in the studio with me. Hi, Alistair.
Hi there.
How are you doing? You well?
I am good, thank you.
Good. So, I'm always interested in people who own holiday properties, but more importantly, how they got into it in the first place. How did you start the business? What gave you the idea? What's the sort of backstory to it?
Sure. Can I just start by saying to Graham, my taxi driver, I said I'd say hello, and to say I hope he enjoys Take That.
Yes, and also, we thank you for being an evangelist for Your Vic Radio.
No worries. Yeah, absolutely. He's listening now. How did I get into it? We'd been in Hong Kong in Asia for about 17, 18 years, and then ended up coming back to the UK because we had a young family.
Yeah.
And I was still doing consulting at that time, doing a lot of travel between Europe and here. And I'd had enough. I was pretty tired, and I wanted to be at home with the kids.
Yeah.
So we were looking for a new way of doing it, a new opportunity. And we settled in York, loved York, and thought, well, why not try a new business? Why not do something that works here? And looked around, and the obvious one was tourism, and the obvious one for us was creating holiday homes. One of the reasons that this sort of occurred to me was that I'd done loads of travel. We were talking about this earlier.
Yeah.
I'd spent a lot of time in hotel rooms. I don't know about you. Yeah. You walk into
of dubious quality. Yeah, absolutely.
But bizarrely enough, I started, because of I had this in mind, starting to stay in Airbnbs and stuff. And the thing that really occurred to me was that was often how really difficult it was. You're tired, you've got in from a flight, you spend 5 minutes trying to work out how to turn the lights on. And so a big thing was me for was, if I'm going to come somewhere, I want somewhere that's easy and homely and simple, and everything works and everything's there, so that I don't even have to think about it. Like a second home.
It's a small thing, but it's important, isn't it?
Yeah.
And just little things like that, the ergonomics, the whole thing, it gets the whole weekend off or the whole week to a brilliant start, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely, yeah.
So you've got three properties.
Yep.
They're based in the Nunnery Lane area, so Bishey Road, obviously.
Yes.
The sort of Notting Hill of York, or
Absolutely.
Whatever. Just give us an overview of the facilities and what they offer and how big they are.
So it's a bit of a long story. I'll shorten it. We bought originally 109, which is on Nunnery Lane, which was already being run very successfully as a holiday home. And so we did a lot of our learning from them. And from there, I'd always thought, God, it'd be great if there was a couple of others that were next door. I thought, if we could get those as well. And over the next coming years, next door came on the market and I bought that.
Yeah.
And then the next one on from that also came on the market. And bizarrely enough, actually, what we've ended up doing is putting it back to where it was before, because it used to be a pub and it was actually subdivided into three houses.
Got you. Yeah.
And I've kind of, over the last few years, brought all three back and almost brought them back together again.
The Edward the Seventh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, it was. I remember, yeah.
And I think, is the Ebor or the Ebor? I can't remember which. It was the Ebor.
There, yeah. Absolutely.
So it kind of really, and what's interesting as well, of course, is that it has the beer cellars as well.
Yeah.
So we've been able to turn one of the cellars into a cinema room. The other one is at the moment used for storage and stuff. But there's lots of, it has a lot of opportunities now that we've got all three together, of course,
and
so
character,
that we can be flexible.
Yeah.
So their own little houses themselves that you could individually get.
But if you want 18 people,
Exactly.
Yeah.
And there's not many people that can do that.
No.
So we can, and
certainly not in the
families.
Heart of York. There are quite a few sort of 5 or 6 miles away that are, holiday parks and stuff like that.
Yeah. And we know it really well because we live on Nunthorpe Road,
yes,
just off Bishey Road. So I'm a two-minute walk away.
Yeah.
If there's ever any problems, I can do something about it. But it's like, it's the best place to live. I love living there. And so Nunnery Lane especially is brilliant because you're a 5-minute maybe eight, walk right into the centre of York. But then you're a 1 minute walk onto what I consider to be one of the best little shopping, you know, high streets.
It was the UK high street of the year.
Yeah,
absolutely that. Now, you mentioned Airbnb earlier, and obviously it's a highly competitive market. And there's huge competition. York is a honeypot. You know, the 80%, I think, you know, room occupancy, which is huge.
Yeah.
So how do you stand out? How do you make yourself? How do you differentiate yourself from these huge conglomerates?
You meet everyone when you can. I can't. Sometimes you don't, but most of the time we make an effort. We make an effort to make sure we contact people before they arrive, give them everything they need to have a really good time. You know, we can find out why they're coming down. We can recommend restaurants and bars and places for the kids to go and all those kind of things. So that it starts then. It's about making sure that when they arrive, they know everything. So they've already been sent some information about the house. Some people will read that. Other people won't, you know.
Yeah.
But they've got it so that they know. You know, simple stuff like, you know, pictures of where everything is and making it really easy so that the initial introduction all the way through to arriving, all the way through to walking through the house is simple. And then when they get in, you know, my wife thinks I'm a bit funny on it, but from the point of view of the experience when you walk into the house, everything is labelled, you know. So by the TV, this is how it works. We've got BritBox and Netflix, and it's all on there, and you don't need to worry about it. And if it disconnects for some reason, this is how you reconnect it. You don't have to go to a book and go through and find it. So it's all of those little things that make a difference. Making sure there's really nice tea and coffee and all those kind of things that are there. Making sure that sounds a bit weird, but the sofas are actually sofas you'd want to sit on and be comfortable in. And it feels like home, like a home away from home. It's got to feel like that straight away.
Yeah.
It's cozy. You know?
Yes, absolutely.
Otherwise, that's just a hotel.
Yeah.
Right? And that's
it's impersonal. Yeah. And it could be anywhere.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of the things with traveling, you know, for me, has been the fact that you go into, let's call it, you know, a big hotel. You could be anywhere in the world in because they're all the same.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And we have stuff in the houses from York. Everything, I've gone out of my way to make sure that everything we buy for the houses is from York or is to do with York. We have stuff on the walls, whether it's paintings from local people all the way through to I've framed up stuff around all the festivals and all the things you can go to.
Yeah.
So it's not in a book, it's on the walls. And so people get to understand just how... what a great place this is to live, right?
Yeah.
All the festivals that are going on, like the chocolate festival and stuff like that, all the way through to, I don't know, being able to take your kids to the dungeon like I did yesterday, which is great. I've never been.
Oh, excellent.
It was brilliant.
We'll chat about that and much more after a little bit of Bryan Adams. Yeah. You're listening to Love in the Morning on 94.8 Your Vic Radio. It's our Your Vic Radio Business of the Week. It's House of York. And Alistair from House of York is with me in the studio. So you obviously go out your way and it's obvious how much you care about the experience your guests have. Sometimes I guess some guests are less respectful of your property than others. Do you get problems with that or is it thankfully quite rare?
I think we're pretty lucky. We tend to go after families and if it's bigger groups, they tend to be again families getting together, a birthday celebration, something like that. But, you know, we're pretty clear we don't have parties in the house. Also, mainly because, you know, we're in a family neighbourhood. So we need to be and are respectful of our neighbours. So we're always very upfront about that kind of stuff. So we don't we don't have the stag parties and all that kind of stuff, even though we can do those kind of numbers.
Yeah.
It's just not what we want. So from that perspective... I don't know. It's we're lucky. We're always upfront with everyone about how all those things work, and because I think we treat them well, and we meet them.
Yes,
we're not anonymous. They're coming to our house.
Yeah,
and if you do that,
yes,
and you meet people, and you do everything you can to make it a great holiday for them.
It's almost
they
as
will
though
treat it with respect. They'll treat it like their home.
Yeah, because they've humanized it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a really good point, actually. Yes. So you've mentioned as well, obviously, there's so much great stuff to see and do in York. Do you actually work with other businesses and attractions? Is that something that there is that little sort of, you know, infrastructure and, you know, a small microcosm, you know?
I mean, you could be, I mean, you're spoilt for choice. So
yeah.
I've tended to work with businesses that are literally on our doorstep, the businesses that I use every day.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about it this morning, and the things, you know, like we work with, I don't know if you've ever been there, Trinacria, which does the best gelato ice cream.
Very much so. It's
fantastic.
Yes.
So we do a deal with them.
And they're hugely popular as well.
Oh, it's brilliant. So guests can get a percentage off their bill. We do work with the local food bank as well,
the
Collective Share House, which is brilliant, and it's located near. People often have leftover food when they leave, and rather than throwing it away, we say to them, look, you know, leave it, and we can then give that to the food bank. So we do that. Also, we work with Too Many Wines. If you haven't had them on, you really should.
They've just opened up in Hewith as well.
I know. They're just brilliant. And it's just a lovely place to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's got this amazing atmosphere. Again, we have a deal with those guys. They'll give a percentage off to people that stay. Also, obviously, with Visit York, just because sometimes if you want a bit more detail on a certain thing, they have great information on it.
Yeah.
The same with Indie York. We have all their maps because they're great.
Mm.
And also Little Vikings. Polly, who runs Little Vikings, is my neighbour, literally next door to me.
Yeah.
So we work with them a lot just from recommending family stuff, because we're mainly for families, right?
Yeah.
And they are brilliant. All of the stuff that they do, again, I'm sure you come across it, is absolutely fantastic. Why reinvent the wheel when someone's done it so well?
Yeah, absolutely that. And with regards to, obviously, meeting people or whatever, everyone's an expert these days. How do you find TripAdvisor? Is it a blessing or is it a curse? Or is it something that actually doesn't come up much in your case? Obviously, you get recommendations, but you don't see it as a Damocles sword over you if somebody,
no.
you know.
I mean, will you occasionally get people that they don't have a perfect trip? Yeah, but it's all about how you deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like I said, I worked with really big 5-star hotel groups in Hong Kong, and the thing that what they were always trying to do, and this was the sacred cow that they were always trying to get to, was that consistency of service across everything from eating through to whatever. And it's the same with us. You know, it's about being consistently good. So whether it be making sure that I have the best cleaner in the world, she's fantastic, and she works with us, but you know, she does her job and she's brilliant, but then I always double check it, and then we do like a monthly almost spring clean, what my mum used to do.
Yeah.
So most of those issues just never come up because we make sure that it's consistent across everything. And if something does go wrong, you know, just make sure I'm 5 minutes away, you go over there.
Yeah.
The first thing you do is, rather than trying to give an excuse, you go, I'm really sorry, I really hope this hasn't ruined things, and I understand that must be, you know, and let them tell you and talk and get it out and then fix it.
Yeah.
Right, most stuff can be fixed straight away. I stayed at a hotel a while back, and you know, I said this and that, and they was like, but nothing was going to happen.
No.
And you can, and you know it when you're saying it, that someone's staring at you like a, you know, dog that's just been shown a card trick, and you just think, this isn't going to happen. And so if there has been a problem, fix it. Tell them you're going to fix it. If you can, fix it straight away. If you can't, tell them you're going to fix it. Fix it, and then phone them a week later and say, we fixed it, and it's all good.
And people will have that empathy if they know somebody actually cares, because we're all human.
Yeah.
People just can't stand BS.
Exactly.
I think that's the thing.
As long as you do fix it. And, you know, we've had situations where the internet's, you know, stopped or something. And it's beyond our control. But still, it's, you know, suddenly, you know, they've got children that are going up the walls and stuff. So, often I'll pop over with a bottle of wine and say, I'm really sorry. And I hope it hasn't ruined stuff, you know, and all those things. But the main thing is deal with it. I think that's the key. And I think as long as you do that, even if something's gone wrong, they'll give you a nice review.
Absolutely that. So, finally, with regards to the fact that obviously you spend your life helping other people enjoy themselves, how do you do that? How do you sort of switch off? What's your perfect weekend?
I've made a list. I was talking to my daughter the last night about this. So I've done you my perfect.
That's what it's got to be.
Okay,
it's so a very personal thing.
All right, so this is my perfect one. So first thing is, if you ever go onto our website, on the front page of it, you'll see a picture of our dog,
yes,
Mabel. And so a nice start to the day is a walk down the river. I particularly like walking all the way down to Millennium Bridge and then further out into the countryside.
Yeah.
Which is another great thing about York, right?
Yeah, it's fantastic. You're on the edge of something green everywhere, aren't you?
Within 5 minutes. Yeah. Just amazing. And that river walk is always just makes my day. So start off with that. Then you've got to go for breakfast at the Pig and Pastry, which is the best breakfast in York. And bizarrely enough, one of the reasons we chose Nunthorpe Road to live was that it was next door to the Pig and Pastry. And Steve does the best breakfast, especially the breakfast burger. Oh, unbelievably good. Then I would say for me, it's like going shopping, either me or wife. And the really, the bits of York that I love, which is the reason why York's always going to be here, which is, you know, Stonegate and all around those with all the really fantastic independent shops, which is why we're always going to be all right.
Absolutely that.
Because we have that. Yeah. And why, interestingly, you look at something like Coney Street, you know, is slowly going, and that's going to end up being independent shops again.
Because, hopefully, yes.
I hope so. Yeah. Because it's like this big museum almost.
Yes.
Then I would say there's a particularly, I'm getting into reading books more at the moment. It's a brilliant new crime.
Ian Rankin actually tweeted about it, believe it or not.
Oh man, I'm on the 12th Ian Rankin at the moment.
Yeah, well he tweeted about it. It's on Colliergate at the bottom. They were our business of the week 2 weeks ago.
Just brilliant.
There
absolutely
we go.
Absolutely brilliant.
Absolutely that, yes.
So in there, and then lunch shambles.
Yes.
I think. I particularly like Los Moros. My solicitor's husband runs Los Moros, and I really like the one in the Shambles Market.
Yeah.
They do this...
The original, yes.
And they do this chicken wrap that's a bit spicy. It's got a bit of a kick to it.
Yeah.
Unbelievably nice. And so I'd probably have something there. And then if that's not around, then the other one I love is the... Now, I can never pronounce it correctly. I think it's the Ipka tea house, the little Japanese tea house, which is near Blake Street.
Yes.
And they do just fantastic Japanese food, like just beautiful. It's very small, really nice little independent place.
Yeah.
If you like Japanese food, go there.
Yeah.
Yo Sushi, great, but this is 10 times better. Then for me, York Art Gallery.
Yes.
Love York Art Gallery. I mean, I've been to quite a few. And I was in Dublin the other week, and there's some fantastic ones. But that we have,
I think we've got Monet coming there as well. So,
yeah. I mean, that it's that good. It's absolutely brilliant. Then, if I'm with the kids, it would be a museum or whatever it might be. They love the museums. Then, on the way back, it's going to be ice cream at Trinacria. Yep. No question.
Yeah.
My favourite at the moment is the chocolate. But I go between that and the coffee one. And then dinner at Skosh.
Yes.
I think I love Skosh.
It's great, isn't it?
It's just the best restaurant. And always, like, I'm not vegetarian, but I could eat vegetarian there.
Yeah.
Because it's just so good. And then evening, York Theatre Royal for whatever's on. The best theatre, the most beautiful theatre. And then, so that's Saturday. Sunday, much more simple. Frasenthorpe on the beach with the dog, or Saltburn by the Sea. There's a seafood restaurant. I think it's called the Sea View Restaurant in Saltburn.
Yeah.
And it's a sunny day, like hopefully it will be tomorrow. It is like you're in a different country.
It's fantastic.
Absolutely beautiful. The food is amazing, and you sit on top, and you've just got sea. It's fantastic. Unbelievably good. That'd be my weekend.
Well, I tell you what, you can't beat that. And finally, obviously, coming back to your properties, how can people book and how can people view a little bit more about them?
No, it's really easy. So the simplest thing is just to go to the website. It's www.houseofyork.org. O-R-G. And what you'll see there is a little bit about us, a little about what we do. And you can book the houses separately or together. It's everything you need, and you can literally book it there and then. I'll give you an idea. I think we take bookings up to 18 months ahead.
Fantastic. Well, I tell you what, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I wish you every success.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.